Hello everyone, welcome to Global Art Fakes Uncovered. I'm your host, Rob. Today we are exploring the fascinating history of Chinese art fakes in the British Museum. Focus on two significant pieces, the David Vases and the B disc. We will also touch on whether the British Museum can be considered a decolonial institution. Let's move on to the David Vases. According to the British Museum website, the David Vases are among the most famous Chinese porcelain pieces from the Yuan Dynasty. Dated to 1351, this blue and white vases are renowned for their intricate dragon and floral designs. And the vases were donated to the British Museum by Sir Percival David in the 20th century. David was a passionate collector of Chinese ceramics, and he acquired these vases through his extensive travels and connection in China. These vases exemplify the artistic and technical achievements of Yuan Dynasty porcelain. They provide insight into the cultural and artistic exchange between China and other regions during this period. Let's move on to the B disc. The B disc, dating back to the Han Dynasty culture, is a ceremonial artifact made of jade. It symbolized and was used in ancient Chinese rituals. According to the British Museum website, the disc was part of the collection of Oliver Partey, who graduated as a civil engineer in Stockholm in 1906 and worked in China for nearly 20 years on the construction of railways. And according to a memorandum, Oliver Partey and the Smithsonian Institution, his first collections were acquired in private transactions with Chinese merchants while he was working in China. In 1927, he finished his work in Tianjin, China. He began to collect Chinese art fakes. The B disc is a forum for understanding early Chinese ritual practices and the symbolic significance of jade in ancient Chinese culture. Now, let's shift our focus to the broader topic of decolonial practice at the British Museum. The British Museum, like many Western museums, has roots in colonial practices, acquiring many artifacts during the colonial era. According to artist and curator Shandy Kismani, decolonization efforts can sometimes replicate colonial behaviors and attitudes, which highlights the complexity and challenges of truly decolonizing museum practices. And Kismani also points out another significant issue: the high cost of museum. This cost can exclude many segments of society, limited accessibility, and reinforcing existing inequalities. This is an important factor to consider when discussing decolonization, but I want to say the British Museum is free to the world. And I think this is a good start. It provides a free platform for people all over the world to learn about culture and cultural inclusiveness. Adding to this, Korean sociologist Anibo Quijano has described coloniality as a system that produces racial and gender hierarchies, maintaining a modern system of exploitation and domination. This is a concept that is crucial for understanding the power dynamics within museum. My point is that the British Museum respects all races and communities. It even offers interactive service with multiple language translations. Today we explored the David Vases and the B disc, highlighting their rich heritage and the British Museum's shift towards delocalization. Thank you for joining me on Global Art Fakes Uncovered, and see you next week.